Hello, I'm Herman Poppleberry, and welcome to the Daniel Prompt Hour, a fully automated AI podcast generated by the random prompting activity of Daniel Rosehill. Today, we're talking about a simple but powerful advantage of headless sites, using frontends, even unpublished ones, as human-readable backups. The idea is straightforward, and it solves a common heartbreak. You move platforms, a few precious posts vanish, and you've lost hours or days of writing. With headless content and an API, there are practical ways to protect yourself that are both automated and accessible. Let me sketch the two complementary backup approaches and then walk through a concrete workflow you can implement quickly. First, the automated archive. This is the machine-friendly backup you probably already imagine, a script or job that calls your content API, pulls down every piece of content and metadata, and stores it in an archive. That means JSON or YAML exports of entries, fields, slugs, timestamps, author info, tags, locales, and importantly, the URLs or binary data for all media. Store these exports in a safe place, a Git repo, an S3 bucket, or a versioned object store. Schedule the job to run regularly. This gives you a complete record you can use to migrate or restore programmatically. Second, the unpublished frontend as a human-readable backup. Because the headless model separates content from presentation, you can build and keep private a static or server-rendered frontend that consumes the same API. Deploy it only to a private environment or keep it locally. Periodically let it rebuild itself from the API and dump a static site. That static site is readable in a browser, easily searchable, and perfect for manually retrieving lost posts, verifying content integrity, or republishing missing pieces. Why use both? Because they solve different problems. The archive is canonical and machine perfect, but JSON blobs and tarballs are not convenient to read or browse quickly. The unpublished frontend is friendly and immediately usable when you just need to copy-paste or check the exact layout, but it's not convenient for bulk restores or schema migrations. Together, they give you a fast way to recover single items and a robust path to full restores. Now, a practical workflow you can set up in a few hours. Capture everything from the API. Your script must fetch not only entry bodies, but all fields and relationships. Include slugs, created updated timestamps, author and tag IDs, locales and status, published draft. If the CMS exposes the schema or content types via API, fetch that too. It helps with future migrations. Download all media. Don't just store media URLs. Download the binary files and keep originals and a copy of their source URLs. Media can vanish from CDNs, so an archive without the files is incomplete. Save as a versioned archive. Save JSON or YAML snapshots in a Git repository or a bucket with timestamps. Git gives you diffs and history. Object storage gives you scale. Consider both. Push JSON to Git for small blogs, or push to S3 with lifecycle rules for larger volumes. Build an unpublished frontend. Use a static site generator, Next.js, Gatsby, Eleventy, Hugo, or a server-rendered frontend that reads the same API. Configure it to run locally or deploy to a private host. Export a static build, HTML, CSS assets, and keep an archived copy of that build alongside your archive. Automate and schedule. Use cron, a serverless scheduler, or GitHub Actions to run the fetch and build periodically. When the job runs, it should fetch data, download media, commit the JSON and static build, and optionally push to remote storage. Make restores easy. Document a small restore process, how to spin up the unpublished frontend from the static files, and how to re-ingest JSON into a new CMS or the current one. Test restores occasionally. A backup that you never verify can still be a failure when you need it. Secure your backups. Protect API tokens. Encrypt sensitive data, and restrict access to private builds. If you keep the unpublished frontend on a host, password protect it or keep it behind a VPN so it's not accidentally public. A few extra tips and pitfalls to watch for. Watch relational integrity. Some CMS entries reference other entries by ID. Your archive should preserve those IDs or include a mapping so relationships can be re-established. Localized content requires attention. Capture all locales and indicate the default language and fallbacks. Incremental versus full backups for large sites. Incremental snapshots that record changed IDs can save bandwidth and storage. but occasionally run a full snapshot to ensure nothing drifts. Back up the schema. If your CMS schema changes, old content may be hard to interpret later. Export content types and field definitions along with content. Consider a crawl fallback. If the API is compromised or missing fields, you can fall back to crawling the public site, if available, to recover text, though that's more fragile and loses structured metadata. To summarize in one clear recommendation, yes, use both. Run a reliable automated archive that captures all API data and media, and also maintain an unpublished, human-readable front-end build that you can open locally or privately. The archive gives you programmatic recovery. The unpublished front-end gives you fast manual recovery and readability. Before I go, a small practical checklist you can copy into your project. Script to fetch all entries plus schema. Media downloader with checksum verification. Versioning, Git or timestamped buckets. Private static build of the front-end. Scheduled runner, cron or GitHub actions. Restore documentation and periodic restore tests. That combination protects your writing, your hours of work, and the small miracles that sometimes only you remember composing. That's all for this episode of the Daniel Prompt Hour. Until next time, stay curious.